Oh, yeah, that was a week. Whoa. In fact, that was pretty amazing, 2 weeks. Thank you so much for helping me jack it off for the last couple of weeks. We raised so much money for important charities at this really trying time of year, and we got to say jack it off so many times. So thank you. This is the podcast. Lindsay, Dr. McDougall here. You're going to hear Violent Soho and Bliss and Esso talking about their sweet, sweet merch, which we auctioned off for charity, which was rad. Thank you so much if you bid on that. Also in this podcast, you're going to hear from One Day. That's the horror show, Spit Syndicate, Joyride, and Jackie Onassis, gentlemen, talking about getting their crew together and things like that. You're also going to hear from Fergus and Alexander from Kingswood. Yes, they're very, very silly, but they rock very hard, and they brought in a brand new song. So hear him talking about that and other very silly things. You're also going to hear from Tuss Pappas, quite a serious story. One of Australia's greatest skateboarders, him and his brother were at the top of the world rankings, and real bad stuff happened. So brace yourself for some of that action, and brace yourself for Shirley Bennett.
Mother Hen, I think we're about the same age.
Sure, unless time is linear.
I'll make your ass linear.
That doesn't make any sense.
I'll make your ass sense.
Oh, yes. Yvette Nicole Brown, who plays Shirley on Community, is in the country for Oz Comic Con and took some time out to say good day to you. Hey, Yvette.
Hi, Lindsay. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm excited to have you on the phone today. Thank you for chatting to us.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
Oh, my goodness. I got to say, though, it's also very lucky to hear you here. Have you here at all? You were on that plane that flooded.
I was. You know, it was really like a river runs through it, that movie. It's like rivers were going down both aisles, but Qantas was so great about it. Like, I felt bad that I tweeted after a while because it's like, I hope people don't think I didn't enjoy my time with Qantas. It's just we were a little wet.
That's flights can get very boring, Yvette. Yes. So something to break it up, even though it was at the start.
Yeah.
One of the headlines was Lakes on a Plane.
And I very much enjoyed that. Wow, Lakes on a Plane. It was so clever. So clever.
It wasn't me. It was someone else. But you weren't alone with the Comic-Con. That was like, I had a few other Comic-Con people on that plane. Yes. Freddy Krueger was there.
Yes, Freddy Krueger. MacGyver was on that flight.
Richard Dean.
I don't know why he didn't fix it. We were waiting for him to step in and make everything all right.
Where was he? Oh, he would have had like a couple of bits of sticky tape and some spit. He could have fixed it.
Maybe some chewing gum, a bobby pin, and it would have been done.
Oh, that is lovely. I'm talking to Yvette Nicole Brown. You will know her as Shirley Bennett from Community, which goes a bit like this.
That is the ladies' room, Britta, a place where ladies go to share, listen, support each other, and discreetly eliminate waste.
Now, 6 seasons and a movie. Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you so much. We just found out that we're coming back.
Where were you? How did you find out?
I actually found it on Twitter, which is crazy. I get all my information from Twitter. Let's not poo-poo the Twitter.
Hey, no, you are great on Twitter. You are always chatting to your fans, Community fans and Yvette fans on Twitter. It's wonderful.
Yes.
So, and was it from Dan? Did you find out from Dan Harmon on Twitter or from Yahoo?
No, literally found out from the fans on Twitter. I'm not joking.
That's
like
beautiful.
Whenever my Twitter explodes, I'm like, oh, okay, something must have happened on Community. So it was like 300, replies, and I said, oh, something happened, and there it was.
That's so good.
Yeah.
That's so nice. I mean, you've been hanging out with Freddy Krueger. Someone did suggest Nightmare on Greendale.
Yeah, it's kind of been like that.
It's a little bit. Do you know what's going to be happening in the sixth season and potentially the movie yet?
No, we don't know yet. We don't even know when we're going to start. Like, we haven't been told anything about anything.
Wow.
So we're now just going to wait. Like, it's always like this. We find out news, we celebrate for like a month or so, and then Twitter tells us what's next.
So Twitter is streets ahead. If it was,
yes,
Piers
always streets ahead when it comes to us. Yes, for sure.
Oh dear, I'm so excited to chat to you, especially now that we know that the new season is going to be happening. And I just played Danny Troy from Community. Is he going to be in the new series much? Do we know?
You know, we don't know anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, everyone loves him and everyone supports everything he does. So if he wants to come back, everybody would just be overjoyed.
That's
so
beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, do you ever think back to those first couple of seasons sitting around the study table with Britta, Jeff, Abed, Annie, Troy, and Pierce? Just think back to when you were all together.
You know what is so funny? It feels like a lifetime ago.
Yeah.
You know, we did 97 episodes, and I think Yahoo is going to do 13 more. So that's like such a long time to be playing a character and a long time to be working with the same actors, long as I've ever worked with a group of people. So it's really like a family, and it's like thinking back to when you were in like elementary school or high school, or, you know, it's really cool.
But back in those schools, was there anyone as strange as Pierce Hawthorne?
I don't believe there will ever be anyone as strange as Pierce Hawthorne. It's such a wonderful character that Dan Harmon created.
And is it weird working alongside Chevy Chase, as weird as the stories that we hear?
Chevy's Chevy. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, you almost want to have the experience. So you want him to be fully himself when you meet him, and usually he is. So there you go.
I mean, he's not going to be in it these days, but you've got, as we say, Mike Ehrmantraut from Breaking Bad, Jonathan Banks. How good is that?
Such a great actor and such a nice man. It was so great. He's doing, you know, Better Call Saul now. So unless they can work it out completely, I don't know that we'll have him back.
Wow.
But, you know, what an honor to get to sit next to him and work with him for a year. I learned so much from him.
I guess you'd be a fan of Breaking Bad then.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
I saw you tweeting about Orphan Black, Canadian series.
I am such, look, I'm a TV nerd. Mm-hmm. Like, I love TV so much, and I believe marathon is the way to go. So I actually love Orphan Black so much that I didn't watch it every week. I wanted at least 3 or 4 episodes to back up so I could just knock them off back to back. So it's really crazy. It's changed the way we watch television.
I did the first series like that myself and my girlfriend because it was on SBS here, mm-hmm. and then we could watch it, you know, it was all on the on-demand. But
yeah.
then for the second series, I had to wait every week.
It's brutal. I watched the first, they actually sent me, because I'm such a fan, they sent me the first 4 episodes mm-hmm. in advance. So I watched those 4, and then I didn't watch for like 4 weeks, and then watched 4 more. So I know that wasn't their plan, but that's the way that I now have to watch Orphan Black. I need to go right into it.
Oh,
so.
God. And potential spoiler alert for people who haven't seen the end of Series 2, what about the other orphans, the new ones?
Can we talk about this on air?
Ooh, I don't know. Let's just leave it like that.
Let's leave it at that.
Whoa.
Ooh, it's good, though. It was a nice surprise, and I didn't know it was going to be the one that it was.
Yes.
I was surprised that it was that person. Don't say a gender, that person.
I'm talking to Yvette Nicole Brown about Orphan Black. Let's go back to Community for a second.
Shirley, I'm going to win that prize for you and your boys.
That's nice.
Shirley, I'm going to win that prize, but not for you and your boys.
That's less nice.
Oh, it's so beautiful. Do you get to improvise as much as you want on these shows, or are they really heavily scripted?
Well, they're heavily scripted, but I think probably 80% of the times that I say that's nice, it's me, not Shirley.
Did you come up with it?
Yeah, that's actually something that I say in real life, and I have to be very careful when I say it now because I don't want people thinking I'm saying it because of Shirley. But I said it, I improvised it the first time in the pilot mm-hmm. that we did, and then sometimes they script it, and sometimes I just add it in. So, yeah, so that's my contribution of improv.
That is good, and I'm sure this.
You better back that pumpkin ass up, or I will make a pie.
That's got to be you. That's brilliant.
That was 100% Dan Harmon, his fabulous writers.
So lovely to talk to you.
Nice talking to you.
Just once, can I find out how nice it is?
Oh, that's nice.
You're the best. Thank you so much, Yvette.
Thank you.
Hey, neighbour. Hey, James.
Hey, dude.
James from Violent Soho on the line from a bar somewhere?
Yeah, we're just taking a break in band practice, having a few stuff with the boys.
Very important band practice, of course, because you guys are heading out on tour tomorrow, I believe.
Yeah. It's our second one since September, so we thought we'd better get one in.
Wait. Your second band practice since September?
Yeah. We practiced once in September, and then
There was a big day out in that time.
Yeah, we didn't practice that one, but it still went well.
There was a Grooving the Moo tour in that time.
We did a 2-hour band practice before that. That was the first one. This is the second.
I imagine there was one when you didn't make it to One Night Stand and Rel from Magic Dirt stood in. I imagine they had a band practice then.
So. I'm pretty sure they would have, yeah. I mean, with me included, this is our second one. Yeah.
Wow. Well, I can't. If I was at the Basement in Perth, if you are going to the Basement in Perth tomorrow, it's sold out. Both the shows at the Basement are sold out. Let us know how Violent Soho go with the second practice since September. That's awesome, man. Oh, dear. Now, you guys have been busy, though. You signed an overseas record deal for America and Mexico.
Oh, yeah. Side One Dummy.
Oh, that's Joe Sibbs' label.
It is, yeah. I went to a Vans Warped Tour when I was like 16 and saw 22 Jacks.
That's his band, 22 Jacks.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they did, yeah.
Nice, and now you're on his label. Does that mean you guys are going to be doing some shows over in North America and Central America?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. That's just what we're, you know, working out at the moment. Because we did a lot of shows last year, so mm-hmm. just seeing if how keen everyone is and that sort of thing. But it's looking that way, that's for sure.
That's nice. Well, don't go over there too long because you've got business to do back here in Australia. We're going to miss you.
Yeah. We're not going back like we did last time. That's why.
That's true. That was crazy. But you are leaving a piece of you with us, which is some sweet, sweet merch, which is up on the Vinnie's New South Wales eBay page right now.
Yeah, awesome.
Have you now? How many of these Violent Soho jackets were printed?
I think we did 50.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That is pretty exciting, and it's got the Violent Soho skull dude with the beanie in the hair and the fancy cigarette in his mouth, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the one.
I don't think that there's any left. I'm pretty sure they all, they all sold out. And Yates, man, grabbed one and, got it. You did. So, Wow. Yeah, hopefully it goes well.
Well, it's okay. It's been, the auction's been live now for like 15 minutes and it's already, it started at 1 cent. Okay.
Yeah.
And there's been four bids now and it is at $20.50.
That's a deal so far, yeah.
Yeah, but it's all right. It's running until the close of business on Friday is your last chance to get these bids in. And it's not just Violent Soho. Listen, SO have donated a sweet, sweet three hoodies, including the crazy Rainbow Wings one and Sarah Blasco. Have you seen Sarah Blasco's cardigan, James?
I have, yeah, the horse with the, it looks cool.
I got to tell you, I mean, I love you guys. I've already got a Violent Soho hoodie, so I might have to put a bid on for Sarah's knitted cardigan. Oh, listen,
that's a good cardigan.
It's a damn good cardigan. That's it. Okay, wait a second. We got, now, Blasco, sorry, I'm just going to monitor. This is live auction stuff. I'm not very good at that. I'm not like your Waterhouse idiot. That's still sitting there pretty low. Only one bid on Sarah Blasco's cardigan. Bliss and Esso's sweet merch is up over $100. Whoa.
Yeah, that's going to go up. You know what was awesome was the chick yesterday that called up and she gave her favorite jacket. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, isn't that? And that's the thing, because sometimes if you love something, you can set it free.
Yeah, exactly.
That was Anya, I think. That was Anya gave a favourite jacket away, as if Sarah Blasco's a cardigan with the horse knit isn't one of her favourites.
Yeah, that's going to be a favourite.
Hey, it's going to be pretty cold where you guys are going around, so maybe you guys will be doing some op shopping and picking up some cool stuff. I know that you guys do. Luke Henry was going crazy at the op shops at the One Night Stand.
Yeah, you got a break-even shirt for $4.
Yes. It's great when you find, like, bands that you don't see very often in op shops, like smaller bands. It's rad when you see that stuff.
Yeah, and Maud from that band's our tour manager, so he's rad. Yeah.
You guys are touring. On this tour, now I should say, this tour is entirely sold out, this Violent Soho tour, but you are touring with some legendary people like Grim Fandango, Paper Arms, these guys, High Tension, such a good band.
Well, we were big fans of Nation Blue and stuff, and you know, seeing those dudes heaps of times, we're so stoked with like the whole lineup. Mystery to really good mates of ours, and Luca Brasi are like one of the best bands in Australia, and then like all the opening bands, we're just so stoked. It's like so White good. Walls and Flower Mouth over in Perth, and
have you seen Smith Street Band's cover of Courtney Barnett that they did last Friday for like a version?
Yeah, it was sick.
So very, very good. So very. Anyway, hey, I just got a tweet. Check it out. Sophie, I'm currently the highest bidder on Violent Soho's gear for Jacket Off.
Yeah, Sophie. Go, Sophie.
I got a feeling this is going to go pretty crazy over the next couple of days, James.
That'd be good.
As are you guys. I better let you get back to your very important bar between band practice.
Thanks, dude.
Say good day to the rest of the dudes, man. I'll see you very, very soon. And thank you so much for helping us jacket off this winter.
No worries, dude. Have a good one. See you. I don't need a bike rack. I'll ride that
shitty truck. I feel happy in my hoodie on a Friday. That's a blast from the past. Macca from Bliss and Esso, how you doing, man?
Not too bad, mate. How are you?
I'm very, very well. You guys are about to make a few people very happy in multiple hoodies.
Yes, mate.
Yesterday we had Julie McDonald in from St. Vinny's. We announced three big auctions for Jacket Off Week 2. Last week, you guys made a wonderful Jacket Off video, and thank you very much for that, by the way.
No worries, mate. There was an R-rated version one, but we thought we'd trim it down to the PG for you.
What's going down, people? I am Esso from Bliss and Esso, and I'm here to tell you to jacket off this winter. Both hands. And that's just taking the jacket off, not, you know, double. You know what I'm talking about. Good cause. Charity.
Thank you for giving us the trimmed-down version.
There was a whole, one of me underneath the blankets, and I thought, no, look.
You know what, Wolfman from, man used to play for Manly, did a video that was a little bit more risque, as a matter of fact. You can check them all out on the Storify if you go to Triple J's webpage. How have you been since the crazy circus Under the Stars tour?
Very good, mate. Very good. It was a great way to end it off down in Hobart. Mm-hmm. DJ Ism didn't get to have a chance to jump out, from the crowd, from the stage to the crowd on the blow up raft. So on that last show, we had an extra boat for him. So he stood up, straight away, which kind of taught us a thing or two. But Yeah, man, we're just getting back into the studio, and at the moment we're kind of getting ready for a couple of snow shows down in Victoria.
I'm upset you didn't call them Circus in the Snow, but that's all right.
Well, mate, if it did rain on in the tour for Circus Under the Stars, it was either going to be that or Circus Under the Tarps. So
Circus Under the Tarps, yeah. Exactly. Well, these are happening in August. Check out Blizzard Nesto's Facebook page, 7th of August at Buller, Hotham on the 7th of August, sorry, 4th of August in Buller, 7th at Mount Hotham in Falls Creek on the 13th. But in the meantime, you guys are out the front, I've got to tell you, on our St. Vinny's auctions, you are streets ahead of Violent Soho's Rad Jacket and Sarah Blasco's pretty awesome cardigan. Have you seen Sarah Blasco's cardigan?
I haven't seen the cardigan. Oh.
You got to get it. I mean, yours is excellent. You got rainbow wings on one of your hoodies. That's brilliant. Yeah. She does have a hand knitted horse's head on hers.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so that's.
Does she do it herself or?
No, I believe it's a vintage cardigan that she probably bought from a charity shop and is now being donated. But you guys have always had these wings things, especially with this album. The wings theme is something that's kind of big with you guys.
Yeah, I mean, what's your favorite dream? You know, you're probably not going to say flying, but flying is my favourite dream, and it just seems to, resonate, all through our, album and career so far. So you don't know who the hooded character is, whether it's a girl or a boy, so it could be you.
That's true, and that character is flying in the video clip. And now you can be that character by getting the hoodie as well, as modelled by Bliss in the photo. And as I said, you guys are leading the pack at the moment. That auction finishes on Friday, but you've gone and thrown another curveball into the mix by adding another piece to this auction.
Yes, we have, mate. We've just a little cherry on top of the cake. For the highest bidder, for the winner who gets it, they will receive a limited edition Bliss and Esso gold ring. It's kind of like a little baby knuckle duster.
Yeah, it only goes on one finger, but it looks like a knuckle duster.
That's right.
And it looks very gold. What sort of carrots are we talking here?
Mate, rub it against your jeans and it's a different colour. But, it's the thought that counts.
Hey, that's hypercolour, man. That's cool.
Yeah, that's it.
That's right. So there you go. You guys are upping the stakes. I'm going to see what maybe Sarah Blasco will put in like a necklace or a wristband or something like that. Maybe Violent Soho will throw in some toe spikes or something. But this auction's going. Thank you so much for getting involved in Jacket Off so much. I know Bliss and Esso love to do this sort of thing. It's great to have you guys in the mix.
Yeah, mate, our pleasure. Right. Great cause.
On Triple J, that is Ohio. By Kingswood. Kingswood are in the studio. Well, one half, Hallie Fergus. Hello, Alexander.
Yo! What's up, Doc?
I cannot believe what I just heard. You, Fergus, just saying that that's Ohio by Kingswood, right?
Yes.
That's number 53 in the Hottest 100 last year. And you were just saying that you don't reckon that this bit was rad.
No, I think it's rad. I just said I can't believe we went with the Formula One. There was a few different tastes.
Was there a better one?
It was heaps. It was weird. It was really stupid.
It was like an R2-D2 one.
Oh.
What else was there?
You know, you could put a different version on an album. Album version.
Well, how do you know that song's going to be on the album?
Hey, we haven't even got to that bit yet. Alexander and Fergus from Kingswood. Gentlemen, how are you doing?
Can you please refer to us as K-Dubs for the rest of the interview?
K-Dubs.
Yeah. Alex wanted to be called the player in year 7.
Oh, what? This is a thing. How long have you guys been known each other since primary school?
Yeah, ages.
We were in a band together in primary school.
Primary school band?
Yeah. Yep.
And we did Aerosmith covers.
Band broke up.
In year 7 or?
In year 7, drugs,
Not too much.
It just went really bad.
Yeah, year 7's pretty crazy. We're about to hear a brand new song. Now, it was recorded in Nashville. Can you please tell me what the name Vance Powell means to you guys?
The maestro.
He's like the musical spatula of producers. He's like the guy you use to smear all the goodness over everything.
Ah, like a basting wand.
He is the basting wand of rock and roll.
Wow.
He's a very cool, very relaxed yet professional dude.
He looks like a wizard merged with a biker gang leader. He's like got this huge beard and he's like.
Like a Rick Rubin sort of beard, that kind of.
No, it's long and pointy. It probably goes down there. It's like navel.
That's great. That's good Nashville.
And he goes, you know what, guys? that kind of sucks.
Yeah, he'll start every sentence with, "Here's the deal," and then he'll tell us everything that was good or bad about what we just did or what we.
Yeah.
But he was really good. He's an amazing producer. He did Blunderbuss and all the Dead Weather stuff, Raconteurs.
He's like old stuff as well, though, wasn't he? Like, yeah. He's been right there for ages. Yeah, like Ray Charles and stuff.
Mixed Ray Charles live, BB King live.
And a bunch of stuff on Lazaretto as well.
Of the Lazaretto stuff. He's the engineer at Third Man, so all the live stuff. You know, they did that challenge recently where they did the fastest record.
Yeah.
So that was Vance as well.
Wow.
But he's kind of, I suppose because he's been working in that environment, particularly with Jack, who's highly sort of improvisational. With us, it was like curveballs left, right and center, but then he'd just go, okay, go and figure it out and come back to me in like an hour kind of thing. You know what I mean?
We're about to hear something that you guys recorded with that guy on tape in Nashville at Blackbird Studios.
The bass right. Wand of Rock. I'm sure he'd love that title.
You find out for me. That'd be good. Now, tell us a little bit something before you hear this song. I believe there's some kind of non-guitar solo in here. Something a little bit keyboardy.
Two interesting things about this.
Right, two
song.
Things, because I know one. Well,
hang on.
Big
before
one.
You say non-guitar solo, my favorite guitar solo on the whole album.
Okay.
Is this guitar solo?
All right.
We have the Moog synthesizer, little fatty.
Yeah.
Which is a bunch of that kind of thing all over the record. People are going to be like, "What are you doing?" But deal with it.
Good.
It's and the musical.
Here's
basting,
the biggest
man.
One. I'm not singing.
What?
No.
So it's an instrumental.
Well, no.
It's like Highball Stepper.
I'm doing harmonies.
But who else in the band would... Oh,
this guy.
Alexander.
Which Alex has always sung. We've just never really released anything that Alex has done lead on.
I don't know if that's true.
You do have a deep, brooding voice that I can't get down that low. I can do all that. Oh, yeah, let's go, come on. And you do the, hey, baby, that kind of stuff.
So this is going to be, this is kind of, I guess, on at least Triple J, your lead vocals debut, Alexander.
I don't know about this.
Well, it's kind of two lines and then we harmonize the rest.
That's right.
But that's like every other Kingwood song.
But it's definitely the sexiest
We're trying
song
to bring sexy back to rock and roll.
All right. Yeah. If you agree with that.
This is the Justin Timberlake.
And another thing, the kick drum on this track was how big? No one cares. That's true. They don't. It's huge.
Let us know. I'm sorry. Let us know what you think about this song. Sorry, I was trying to go to the song. Oh, dear. Yes, a lot of people saying that kick drum is pretty big, I got to tell you.
It's really funny that we were talking about this just recently in Ferg. We just played a show and Ferg comes up to me and he's like, why do you get to do the sexy song? And I was like, I don't know. And he's like, yeah, good. Yeah, you go on, you come in my world and you're like, hey, I'm going to sing a song and you pick the sexy one. All I have to do is yell.
Yeah, I just yell all the time.
I'm pretty sure there are other parts to the to Kingswood oeuvre that are quite sexy. She's My Baby, that's quite sexy.
Ferg just yelled.
Thanks, Lindsay. That's really sweet of you.
And as Mac from Ulverston, Mac from Ulverston made the trip from Ulverston, I guess that's in Tasmania, to the Gold Coast Big Day Out. If memory serves, they played this at the Gold Coast Big Day Out.
Yeah.
It was epic. He's feeling a bit of the Queens of the Stone Age vibes, a few other people feeling that as well. Like sort of when they get down and sexy.
Yeah.
It's an okay thing to feel.
Great.
Yeah. There's always a bit of dirty quatsang in our
That's
loins.
Good. And
I don't know what that means. Indeed. I'm sorry.
Gentlemen, have a wonderful time and we'll see you guys soon. All right, time to get into the world of Game of Thrones. This morning, Sir Davos was having a chat to Veronica and Lewis. Liam Cunningham is his name. He was in the country as part of a pretty fancy exhibition, the Game of Thrones exhibition, which has been everywhere.
Well, it's been gone a couple of years now, and it's taken a while for it to get down here. But last year I was in Sao Paulo, which was kind of weird. About a month ago I was in Toronto with it, but I've also done it in Amsterdam, Belfast, where the hell else? A few other places that escaped my Alzheimer's mind.
It's so crazy how quickly, I mean, obviously the books have been around for a while, but it's got to be one of the shortest distances from start of television show to exhibition of television show.
You know, I think one of the reasons is, and obviously it's to do with the show, is that it's HBO giving a thank you to the hardcore fans
Yeah, thank you, which apparently takes a little bit longer to get to the front of the line than even the books take to get to the screen, as you'll find out very soon. But there is some pretty rad stuff in it.
Here's the interesting thing. It has to finish pretty soon. The reason being is that my costume has to make its way back to Belfast because I have to put it on.
Oh, wow.
This is not stuff that's replicas. The props aren't replicas. It's the genuine article. It's stuff that they've spent a lot of money shifting around the world. There's costumes there, props, the genuine swords, all that stuff. I mean, if somebody disappeared with the exhibition, we wouldn't have a show.
Now, I have on the line Will from Newcastle. Hey, man.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you? How is that old queue going there?
Oh, I'm at the very front of it right now.
And how long have you been?
Just under 5 hours.
Whoa! Yeah, Jen Fricker, a comedian, put on Facebook today, she had a bit of spare time, that she passed the sign that says 4 hour wait from this space. Did you see that sign?
I did.
Oh, what did you do? But you stayed the distance.
We've had some hungry jacks and we're all good.
All right, so you managed to get out of the line. Who kept the line while you went off to get food?
Oh, we just got some friends to run off and get it.
Oh, really? That's nice. And how do you pass the time?
We've been picking on our mate Rudy. We've been sticking stickers on him and poking him around for a while.
Well, who's Rudy? Why is he getting stickers stuck on him?
He's come all the way from Chicago just to see it.
Wow. It's been in New York. Didn't you just get the go across? Oh, I guess that's fair enough. Whatever. That's good. So you're at the front of the line now. How close do you have until you go in?
About 30 seconds. It's going to be the 1,074th person in today.
That's awesome. And did you hear the interview this morning? What are you expecting to see inside?
Did too. Just going to pull some funnies on the chair pretty much.
I think they call it a throne. It's not called Game of Chairs.
Oh, it could be.
But maybe it should be. Can you? Are you allowed to take a photo on the Game of Chairs chair?
Oh, definitely, yes.
Oh, you got to text it to us, dude.
Will do.
Is it like? Yeah, that's. Is there another queue for the chair?
I'm not inside the door, but I reckon there would be.
Imagine if it was just an actual chair, like a kitchen chair, with a bunch of butter knives stuck in the back of it.
Oh, buddy, you couldn't wait more than 5 hours to sit on that.
Good. Give us an update, dude.
Will do.
Wonderful.
Oh, we're going right through the door now.
Oh, hooray! The waitsterose is over. Hey, Will, how you doing?
Good, man.
Where are you right now?
Sitting on the top of the world.
Would that be the Game of Thrones throne?
It would be the Game of Thrones chair. Yeah.
The chair. That's right, the chair with the butter knife sticking out the back of it. This is now, we heard the Sir Davos saying this is like the actual stuff from the show. Does it feel like the throne that you've been watching in Game of Thrones?
It looks it, but it feels a bit, I don't know, not the same.
like maybe the magic of the screen masks the fact that it's made out of foam and bits of plywood. Is it comfy?
There's like a little chip missing out of it where someone's kicked it today, I think.
Yeah, right. And probably, you know, like some of the actors getting their hair caught in it, ripping bits off it. Is it? It's supposed to be made out of swords and sharp enough to cut yourself on. Are you going to get cut on that? Do you feel safe?
I think we'll be right. I saw someone before me just like lie right across it. They look fine.
Oh, good. What else have you seen at the exhibition?
They've got like the Oculus Rift. You can go up the wall like with the images, like, and you get the sound and the air and shit blown on you.
Oh, rad. That's good. Air and shit thrown on you. That's good. You're going to give us some photos as well.
Will do.
Sweet. If you've seen the Game of Thrones opening sequence, that crazy clockwork world going up and down, is there that anywhere or is that just
CGI?
There
is not. But it's the non-stop music and it's going to be my head 3 weeks.
Okay, good. Well, I'm sorry about that. But thank you so much for the very important journalism across to the actual throne from Game of Thrones, which is in Sydney at the moment for the Game of Thrones exhibition. Have a wonderful afternoon, dude, and enjoy the rest of Westeros.
Didn't know where to put it.
It's the Doctor.
Didn't know where to put it.
On Triple J.
You didn't know where to put it.
In the studio, members of the One Day Crew.
Yes, this is a special occasion. Everybody with the glass show me some brando.
Ladies and gentlemen, not only are you hanging out one day every month, plus going on tour together, which happened last year, and you've also been in the studio all as one, putting out a song.
Yeah, we got together and did that song.
When did it happen? When did this happen?
And some other songs as well.
All right, there's a little sneaky little thing which we might chat about later, just to keep build the tension up.
But yeah, it's been in the pipeline for ages, man. Like, you know, obviously we're all mates you know, outside of music anyway. Mm. We hang out all the time, so it was, you know, of course we're going to make music together. It's always been the plan, so it's good that we finally squeezed some time to be able to do it.
Whose idea was it to actually make it a one-day release? Because you've all popped up on each other's songs in the past.
Originally, it wasn't really intended to be a proper release. Mm. We were just going to start to put some songs together, edit, like to keep calling it a mixtape until we thought these songs are actually worth putting on a proper release. And we ended up having, you know, 15, 20 beats and and cooked it up.
There you go. Did you play it yesterday at One Day Sundays?
Yeah, we bumped a couple tracks.
Oh, a couple tracks.
And it was seamless. The dance floor just kept going. It was great.
Well, yeah, we got someone here. Angus on the text line. One Day Sundays was so good. Played some b-ball with Nacho Pop. I don't know what that means.
That's a selling point. We've got to put that on the fly.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, so you got the graph, you got the food, you got the beer garden, and
you can play one-on-one with a b-boy. B-ball with a b-boy, man. Come down. It's crazy.
That's there you go. Next one. Let's have a chat, Angus. Say good day to the One Day crew.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey there.
G'day, fella.
Angus.
So what's it like playing b-ball with Nacho Pop?
It was great. He missed a few shots, but I put it together for the team, and we still lost, but no, it was great. It was so good there.
He actually, I spoke to him. He said, you know, we're not meant to be taking this serious. I wasn't going to take my chains off or anything. But it sounds like you were taking it serious, man. What's doing?
I think he tried. He did try to pull out some moves. In the end, he went all right. But there was another guy on our team, and he took it a bit serious, which was good because I was pretty shit as well. I missed heaps.
Hey, did you bring your hound along? A lot of people bring their dogs to these kind of gigs.
No, because my dog is a bull mastiff, so he's huge. So it'd be a bit impractical to be an hour on the train with him.
Oh, look at that. An hour on the train to come to One Day Sundays.
Yeah, I came out.
Nice.
That's great.
And you obviously dug the tunes as well.
Oh, definitely.
Thanks for coming, bro. Nice.
My man.
Thanks, guys.
On you, Angus. All right, well, I should play that tune as well, and then I want to find out. It's pretty, like, for a lead single for, like, a new collaboration kind of thing, it's quite a stark thing to say. Jimmy, and since you're the one that says it first, I've cheated on every girl I've ever been with as the lead line of a song is pretty full on.
Yeah, I mean, I think people are ready for some realness, for some honesty, you know, and not talk about floating off into space, you know, talking about some stuff that's actually...
Aren't you supposed to release a party tune first or something? Just these people
maybe something about a barbecue tune, or like... A barbecue on a Saturday with your mates or something. Right?
So but where does it come from? Is it like a confession or is it a story or is it a warning for future girls?
No, not at all. I just think you should listen to the verse, I think.
And just like other bands, there's going to be an album.
Yeah.
Ooh, tell us about Mainline.
So, yeah, the album's called Mainline. We've all been working real hard on it, slaving over it, and it is coming out on August 1st, which is soon.
It's a month away.
It's heaps
so you
soon.
Don't have to wait too long. Wow.
And yeah, we're all super, super excited about it, man. It's like been heaps of fun writing all these songs with like your best friends. It's ideal.
That's great.
I was just going to say it's some of our best work yet.
Yeah. I have members of the One Day crew from Horror Show, from Spit Syndicate, from Joyride. Well, just Joyride. Hey. And Jackie Onassis, who have just announced an album. It's called Mainline, and you guys are going to be out on tour in September.
Yeah.
But we've got to find out. People are keen. People are very keen. Anna said, One Day Sundays was so much fun. Dance our asses off. Can't wait for the tour. Sam has said, got a line up behind me at the petrol station because I'm sat in the car listening to this tune. That's dangerous, but great.
Irresponsible.
What I thought I'd do is just check that you guys, you know, really do know enough about each other, know enough about each other's music. It's very simple. There's four questions. It's the One Day Mondays quiz. You guys ready for it?
Born.
Mm-hmm. At least for the music. Come on, now.
I haven't heard that song before.
What is this? Is that one of
ours? This is not one of yours. Yes. Oh, yeah, that's not. This is it. All right, so... This is a question for Adam and for Jimmy. In the track Pretend, Cecilia by Joyride.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it?
If he sees the person's face again, what will he do?
Did he?
You got anything, Jimmy?
Mate, I don't have much right now.
This is a deal. I've always said this. You guys have never backed me how I back you.
I'm sorry.
I've got nothing.
Oh, no.
That hurts, man.
Oh, dear. this is kind of... I got to tell you, this
call
is...
Call Loopy.
It's all right. They're nervous.
It's a stitcher.
Whoop, wrong one. Here we go.
And if I see your face again, we'll pretend that we're okay.
Oh, no. All right. That's all right. Question number two. All right.
What's the bloody name of the song? How do you not get that?
Joyride, this one's for you. Let's see how you go now.
I'm going to get this wrong on purpose, man. Let's do it.
Okay, fine. All right. These lyrics from a Spit Syndicate or a horror show song?
You got nothing on these.
Nowadays, I watch what I say to some because there's a whole lot of damage you can do with a tongue.
Couldn't tell you, mate. Never heard it. This is Jackie Onassis, isn't it?
Horror show, take a walk with your humble narrator. We got solo on the mic and
added on the right
way. We taking aim, taking names, 24/7, 365.
Adam's still thinking about the pretend line.
I'm rattled.
This is going well. It's nil all right? So let's do one for horror show and for Addit.
Luckily, we're friends outside of music.
Yeah, ask some stuff about our normal lives. Right? Not our songs.
I don't know anything about your normal lives, and I think it's best that way. Which Spit Syndicate song finishes with effectively an ad for your hip hop collective and also the name of the album it appears on? So it's talking about One Day and Sunday Gentlemen.
Don't give him any more clues.
Well, he hasn't got it yet. It's still on zero.
No, can you repeat the question, please?
Which
Look at Diddy, man. This is Son Mullet over there.
All right. I'm going to have to bring in... This is going so badly. There's going to have to be. And to do it, I'm going to have to... No, you know what? I'm going to leave. Kai here from Jackie Onassis is here. He's the phone a friend, all right? So all if right, he's needed. Right,
let's do it. I've got Wikipedia open.
All right, this is genius. It. See if we can get this one right, okay? So all you have to do, first person in on this will win the entire game. All you have to do is complete this Jackie Onassis lyric.
Said it's gonna be all right, I'm crystal balling. Don't worry about that shit. Working out in the morning. Catch your last call and we coming around. We doing it up, man, we walking it down.
Older people say, nah. Oh, did I go too early?
Doesn't the hook repeat there?
Got him, bro. I win the true friend competition.
Finally, we have proven who is the truest friend in the One Day crew.
You guys are walking home.
Oh, dear. Excellent. I'm gonna play Joyride tune right now.
Yeah. Thank you.
A bit of lock in some counselling.
Yeah, maybe just have a listen to each other's albums.
Or just go to bed.
Just remember, after every One Day Sundays, there's a One Day Monday.
It's a very short day, but a day nonetheless.
Thank you very much for coming in. If you want to check out those tour dates, they're up at Triple J Music News and Mainline August 1st.
You've tuned in to the face of
the Doctor on Triple J.
We got someone on the line, Elijah from Canberra.
Hello.
Hello, Elijah.
Hey.
Hey, Elijah. How you doing, man?
I'm not feeling very well at all.
Oh.
Okay. What's wrong?
Well, I had a pet bird. Mm. It was a really good bird. It was really had a good, beautiful smile. My bird got bitten by a snake.
Oh, God.
On the beak? Yeah. I didn't even know the beak was part of the bird.
Yes,
the beak is the mouth.
That's the main part of the bird.
It's not the main part. It's a part of your bird. What's your bird's name, Elijah?
Brendan.
What sort of a bird is Brendan, Elijah?
Cockatiel. He died because the bird bit him on the snake bit him on the beak.
That is very. Did this happen recently?
Today?
Oh, it's today.
Oh, no.
Brendan.
Elijah?
Sorry.
Where was Brendan the cockatiel? Where was Brendan? When did this happen? How did this happen?
He was just outside because his wings were clipped so he can walk around, and a snake got him.
Oh, God. Well, that's very sad, Elijah. Where's Brendan now?
I'm holding him.
Oh, God.
So I freaked out, and I put on some of Mum's lipstick, and I was trying to kiss him so he would come back to life.
What? What did you do?
Hang on, Elijah. You tried to kiss Brendan?
I gave him a big kiss.
Where did you kiss him on the beak?
All over.
What, do you mean like mouth-to-mouth resuscitation? Is that what you're talking about?
I was giving kisses all over.
Oh, I don't think that's a very good idea, Elijah.
I didn't even know the beak was part of the bird.
The beak is part of the bird, mate. And if the snake bit him on the beak, it's probably there's some not good things there, and you shouldn't be kissing. You shouldn't be really.
Oh no! How old are you, Elijah? Can I ask? Is that all right?
I'm 11 years old.
11. Okay. And how are you feeling? Okay.
I'm not feeling good at all. I'm feeling really woozy.
What?
Woozy. Okay. Yeah. I think I know. I've got an idea of what happens here. This is really serious. Okay, Elijah. So we're going to put you back to our producer, Hannah.
Are there any adults around, Elijah? Can I ask that? If there any?
No, my parents are at a Vipassana retreat in the Blue Mountains.
Okay. All right. Yeah. This is a problem. I think Hannah should be able to help you out there. Yeah. Okay, Elijah.
Thanks.
Okay. Hannah, we can. Hannah, can you
just
that call?
Sorry. Yeah. I'm just going to. You listen to Triple J with the Doctor. Tom Ballard's in the studio. Is that? This is Ailing on Triple J. On Triple J. On Triple J, that is One of Us is the Killer by Dillinger Escape Plan, as suggested by Taz Pappas, ex-professional skateboarder. And actually, while we were listening to that, you were playing me some of your music as well.
Yeah.
So that was like from 2004, 2005. Music's always been very important to skateboarding.
Yeah.
And I didn't see, there wasn't a lot of, you didn't see the music scene interacting so much in the film, All This Mayhem, but I guess it did the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, it just goes hand in hand, doesn't it?
But you've also played music that whole time as well.
Yeah, I was in a band for quite a bit.
In America? Or?
Yeah, in the States.
Yes, doing a lot of things in the States at that time.
Yeah.
It's fair to say, yeah. Including coming up against the world number one.
That was when I made up my mind. I was 16, saved up my money, jumped on a plane, vowing to myself, I have to go there and I have to beat Hawk.
Tuss Pappas, ready to go.
He's a feisty one.
As the comp circuit went on, I started realizing how weird it was getting.
Tony Hawk.
All of a sudden, you got your Hawks playing it up to the camera, really going like full mainstream Brady Bunch type stuff.
It is Tony Hawk Stern.
It's like he owned it. He's a pretty smart businessman. I'll give him that.
So your old mate Tony Hawk.
Yeah.
So not the biggest fan of Tony Hawk.
No, I mean, I respect him as a skater. You know, he's amazing. He never falls.
Yeah.
But, you know, just wherever there's money and fame, people can start to act.
It's weird. Like, I don't know whether I've just been living under a rock, but I haven't heard this sort of stuff being said about Tony Hawk before. Is it kind of dangerous to say that stuff that you're saying in the doco about him and other people are saying it in the doco about him?
Yeah, it'd be career suicide if I was still in there over there. Like
the stuff out that, like, the judges were awarding him points that you don't think he should have got for doing, like...
Oh, that's just normal comp stuff. Right. I don't... Like, some comps, maybe I would have got judged extra high. And some comps, he would have. Mm-hmm. If you had a problem, you just talk to the judges, you know. You know, certain times, you know, like he came up and had a whinge straight to me. Well, you saw the doco.
Don't
whinge to me, mate. Talk to the judges. I haven't said shit to you all year. Like,
right. So, that was after this happened.
Well, it's kind of deja vu in Las Vegas. Tony Hawk and Tuss Pappas went head-to-head for a final. They did it again today, as you saw, and I'm going to tell them for the first time. Tuss, you're the champion. I don't know if you know that, but you won the contest.
Did I?
Nah.
You won the contest.
Right. You serious?
Yes, you did.
Nah.
This is the year that Ben was number one, your brother was number one for a bit, and you ended up winning and becoming the number one skater in the world.
Yeah, and then Ben got number two.
Both over Tony Hawk.
Yes.
Looking back at that, what do you remember of that time, like the feelings and stuff?
Just being young and getting cocky and partying and not really understanding what a blessing it really was.
How old were you?
I think I was, what year was it, 96? I was 21.
So was there anyone, like you went over there when you were really young?
Yeah, I went when I was 15 for a month with Ben. Ben would have been 12. Dad came over later because, you know, I think he started realising, like, hang on a second.
Yeah, something's going wrong here.
These guys are over there solo.
Yeah.
We got the cash coming in.
You're like the number one and number two skaters in the world.
Yeah, but Dad was there for that.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah. He's keeping an eye on us, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, but we'd already started partying and we just keep lying to his face about it.
We're talking about Tony Hawk and how the suggestion in the film is that he robbed you of the first chance.
I don't see it that way. I just look at it like it was just a weasel maneuver.
Yeah.
It could have been shot for shot. You know, like I give him credit. He did it first.
He did the 900 first.
Yep, he did it first and good on him. He's an amazing skater. But the way he went about it, it was pretty,
I mean, that happened, but then what happened... on Anzac Day this year?
Oh, I got the 9 finally. After everything.
You got the 9, and not only that, but you were the first person in Australia to ever do it.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy.
Here's what happened.
What? Oh, my gosh! I did it! I did the 9! Can you believe it? Yes!
That's you, dude. you still sound like a teenager at Brand Skate Park.
Yeah, that's because Pete Wilson made the first mega ramp in Australia.
Yeah.
And that ramp is like 2.5 stories tall. And it's like skating vert all over again.
Wow.
Because it's so big. So every time you do, it just feels amazing.
That's good. I put that video up on my Facebook just to let people know that you're still in the game. And was Renton Miller there when that happened as well?
Yeah, he filmed it. Yeah.
See, it's just like being back in Paran.
Yeah,
it is. Dom Kekic is probably around the corner somewhere as well.
Well, Dom was there. Dom and Renton.
Oh, man, such a serious and tragic tale. But good on Tuss Pappas for getting himself together and telling that story. Such a legend. And that movie, All This Mayhem, is full on, but a great, great movie. That is the podcast for this week. Next week in my podcast, well, it's going to be Louis McCurdy in the chair. That's right. He's taking over for a couple of weeks while I go away and do some things. And it's going to be great. He's got the dudes from Jungle coming in. They're coming in for Splendor in the Grass. They're going to be on the show. A brand new song from Vance Joy. I believe Louis McCurdy's going to have a chat to Vance Joy, number one, the hottest 100 last year. So that's going to be pretty cool. I'll see you in a couple of weeks. Be nice to Louis McCurdy. I'm sure you will. He'll be nice to you. Bye-bye.
Shirley, I'm going to win that prize for you and your boys.
That's nice.
Shirley, I'm going to win that prize, but not for you and your boys.
That's less nice.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.